This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 in the evening, and first up on Pop It, we're going to be talking about spot checks. And not necessarily spot checks on uniforms or the kinds of spot checks that you might be thinking of when you hear the word, but instead the kinds of spot checks that the government is planning to conduct at tourist spots. So this is coming because you may have heard people tell you, oh, you know, you don't necessarily want to go to tourist spots. You know, tourist traps.
Don't go there. They'll charge you way too much.
Pretty much, you know. Don't go there. They don't label their price tags. They don't tell you what's in it. And so basically, the Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Ministry is wanting to take action on this and kind of try and get ahead of the situation.
Yep. It's called Ops Inda.
So this I love that.
In conjunction with Visit Malaysia 2020, the ministry will conduct spot checks on 4,000 premises at tourist centres nationwide. They're going to start this in Penang. So the operation will ensure that traders display price tags on food and label food content. Enforcement officers will be placed at shopping areas like wet markets, pasatanis, supermarkets and souvenir shops.
So we asked around to get a few thoughts, as we always do on Popik. And so first up, we spoke to people about whether there were spots that they would avoid because these places tend to overcharge.
Places like, as far as I know, that I've been to is in Kelantan and Terengganu, where most of the places that they would charge me high would be food places, like restaurants and stuff, because I think they would know that I'm not from there.
In Malaysia, I would say I would have a hard time because I travel overseas a lot. So I know in overseas, yes, you do. There are places where, you know, they scam the tourists. So in Malaysia, I would say maybe there are some now, but previously, in like a few years ago, probably not.
Yeah, definitely. For example, that would be like tourist areas such as bars maybe, or if they see, you know, masalah, then they will definitely hike up the price. Or for example, Petaling Street, you know, there's a lot of places where we can get cheap stuff, but when the non-locals come in, then that's when they will hike up the price.
Yeah, I do avoid some places because the prices are just too high for the same goods. So I think there was this one time I was in Kelantan, in Kota Baru. I avoided the city malls and the areas, like even the hawkers around it, because I know the prices are really high. So if I actually travel like maybe 5 kilometers away from the city center, I would actually get the same goods for much lesser price.
So we also asked them if it's easy to identify a tourist trap. And this is what they said.
They are tourist traps because probably when they talk to you, it's like they're negotiating. So they always start with the highest price. And you know, there's something fishy about that.
I guess when there's a lot of attraction, it will be a tourist trap because some people, they just like to hike up the price and then they would gain more money from getting attraction from the tourists.
So it's easy to identify them if you actually look around you. So if you see a lot of tourists, especially foreigners, then you would most likely be able to identify that gonna be a tourist trap.
It can be seen because the place is very obvious and maybe the place is famous around the area. And at the same time, maybe it's promoted in Jalan-Jalan Cik Makan and those kind of TV shows. So from that kind of perspective, people would know it's a tourist trap. Yeah.
So we also got people to, you know, kind of just share stories of moments when they did get caught in a tourist trap.
Yeah, I got tourist trapped before when I was at Thailand, Phuket. I was trapped by the bar where people just keep feeding me alcohol. So I just keep paying. Yeah, I thought it was free, but it wasn't free. So yeah.
Yes, I actually have been caught up in a tourist spot before. And I think it's because of those really, really persistent salesperson. So they're like, oh, you should really get this shawl. I didn't really want to argue with them. So I just ended up paying for like a shawl, which is at least 2 times the price I would get if I just moved on to the next shop.
Yes, I've been caught in a tourist trap before. I ended up paying about 700 plus for seafood, and it's only for 5 packs.
Yeah, not in Malaysia, in Thailand, yeah. I don't remember the exact price, but it was a regular tour guide. You know, he just offered to take us around. And, you know, at the end of the day, it was like per person. So he gave us this price at the beginning, but towards the end, he added more, like extra tip. Yeah.
So we're talking today about tourist traps and overcharging, and really I think just trying to get ahead of that, because the Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Ministry are basically saying, no, we're going to spot check and we're going to check to see that people are actually putting down the prices, clearly indicating what it is that they're planning to charge you. And I have to say that even as somebody who is familiar with the way things work here, familiar with shopping and going to order food, man, seafood restaurants that charge by weight, I get nervous.
By weight, and if they say that the payment is only can only be made through cash. So you just have to be really careful. Over the weekend, I went to see Five Flies in Kuala Selangor, and we ended up after that eating in a restaurant that accepted payment only cash. So we were a bit afraid that they would overcharge us, but thankfully, nothing like that. I think it doesn't have to be a game of chance. It doesn't have to be a gamble. I wish there was a more surefire way to sort of know like what really is the case. Thankfully, this restaurant also had prices on their menu, which some don't sometimes.
You know, and the other thing is, I think it's a great thing that they are actually planning to go to different tourist centers around the country, because I think especially when you're traveling in a country where you don't speak the language, and that is probably true of perhaps... I would imagine, despite the fact that we speak lots of different languages here, I think there are definitely still going to be people who come who do not speak any English, or who do not speak a word of Malay or Chinese or Tamil, or, you know, any of the major languages that we converse in. And I think, you know, knowing that you have the confidence of walking into a shop and understanding that you're not going to get cheated is a very big part of being able to travel with confidence. Because otherwise, you know, I think you don't want to ever be in a situation where people get the impression that your country is out to scam travelers, right? Like, that's just not a good reputation to have.
It's okay if you have a tour guide or someone who is local bringing you around. It's a much more different experience if you happen to be traveling solo. And as you say, if you don't understand the local language, that's when you kind of have to risk it, right? I mean, sure, people will come here once and they say, well, they have really nice food, they have really nice scenery, but then I just remember getting scammed at this night market, and that's going to stay with them.
Yeah, that's the thing that's going to stick in your head, right? So we're going to be speaking after this with Uma Ramaswamy, who is from the Consumer Association of Penang, but we'd also like to hear from you. I mean, what are your tips and tricks to buying things and ordering food and, you know, just kind of spending when you travel? How do you ensure that you're not going to get scammed? You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
It is 5:14 in the evening and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. And we're talking today about trying to ensure that tourists are charged a fair price in our country. And this is basically coming out of an initiative from the Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Ministry, where they plan to kind of spot check different centres around the country to ensure that, hey, you're labelling prices correctly. So in line with that, we're going to be crossing over now to Uma Ramaswamy from the Consumer Association of Penang. Uma, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
You're welcome.
So let's start with this. What types of establishments might be the ones who are taking advantage of tourists?
From our past experience and from what we have been, you know, on the market survey, these night markets, especially the ones in Batu Tinggi and all that, that is a very high target for, I mean, that's where most of the tourists actually go up and spend, because that's the hotel area. The beach area, rather. So you find that most of those night markets there, the price of things can be hiked up. They are really, really expensive. And being a tourist, if you do not know how to bargain, then you're in for trouble, because they will not reduce the prices. And they're tending to get very difficult to deal with, because even with the locals, we find it quite difficult when we want to argue and bargain prices. And what happens is, these night markets that which we've been appearing in these tourist spots, what we fear is they somehow get a tip off. We commend the Domestic Trade Ministry for this initiative, but somehow, even in the past, they somehow get tip off. So when they know that the ministry is going to conduct spot checks, they should all be very careful, because there will be always tip offs, and you find that when you're there checking, everything seems to be very normal. And you also feel that the ministry officials, should not be there in their uniforms. They should be actually disguised.
And talk to us about what usually is overcharged. Are there specific items that go through this price distortion?
Normally, especially in the Butterfinger area, and all that can be clothes, handbags, new sort of souvenirs, and all kinds of things, which is highly, which is very, really available there. And you find that they even start up with 100 ringgit for a simple piece of clothing or a blouse or something like that. And if you bargain well, it goes down right up to about even 20 ringgit. But they have become difficult, as I told you. And another thing that they have is these watches. Watches that are supposed to be branded watches, but mm-hmm. actually they are not. And they can run into hundreds of ringgit.
Oof.
So you have to be very careful. So when you go to these places, you have to make sure if they're going to be originals, then you have to get proper certification. And we also suggested a few times to the domestic ministry that whatever night markets, everywhere there should be price tagging. There must be price tags. And these price tags have to be checked and verified and confirmed with the ministry before they are put up for sale. That's what happens when you have sales and all that. The ministry actually gives that approval on this. So we also suggest that in night markets and all that, they should be getting certification from the ministry on their prices.
So overall then, have you actually received complaints from tourists? Because I think there's also the other issue of whether or not tourists themselves, especially when they're visiting another country, can accurately assess how much something should cost.
We have not received over the last year. Normally, a few years ago, yes, we did. But I think that people have become a bit wiser now, especially the tourists, because they have been forewarned that this has been happening in Penang and you have to do this. And it's very shameful to say that our traders have to be, you know, that the tourists have been informed that this can happen to you. So we suggest that the ministry puts up signboards or even a hotline number for tourists or anyone, even locals, to call in when they find that they've been fleeced or cheated by these people and prices have been marked up. That's very, very important. And now with all these apps that are available, they should be able to actually alert the others and alert the ministry officials themselves that this is what happened to them in the night markets.
What would you want to see on the checklist for a spot check?
Well, you refer to goods, so you refer to the methods, the operation methods.
I think a bit of both, you know, just in general, if you could give the officers a list of things to look out for, what would that list look like?
Food items maybe in some areas, because we've had this issue of food prices going up normally during festive season, so just after festive, and the excuse has always been, we have to close down for a few days so that we have to recover our losses. Food items, number one. Number two, there must be a display of price of food everywhere or anywhere, and many people do not actually notice, but this food prices are displayed way above your head, so not where the food is placed. We have suggested that the price of the food be placed where the food item is and not above a board somewhere where you have to keep looking for the prices and how much it costs. And the other things will be on clothing, because there's this place in Chow Rasta, you can bargain for a t-shirt from 30 to 50 ringgit to 8 ringgit or 12 ringgit, so which means that if you have the bargaining power, you know how to do it, it can be done. And then there's, as I said, handbags, there are souvenirs, and they've also, like as I explained just now, watches.
Mm. And you've mentioned a few spots, and we do hear certain names come up, right? Saying, you know, maybe if you go there, you should be careful. Maybe you don't want to spend too much there. Maybe you want to bargain there. So knowing that there are certain spots that have a bad reputation, so to speak, can the ministry actually take action based on these rumours if there isn't tangible proof or complaints to go on?
Yes, they can. As I said, if they send in the officers, not only during ordinary days, should be every day. Mm. There must be some officers in disguise, in plain clothes, to go around to see this happening themselves. Otherwise, you would not see it happening. You would not know that it's happening on the ground.
And what else do you think the ministry could do to tackle this problem besides having spot checks?
Well, when you have tourists coming in, probably there should be some announcement made something, I mean, something along the line that in the event you find that you have been overpriced or have been cheated by traders, please do not hesitate to contact us. As I said, give a hotline number, give a WhatsApp, social media, one of these WhatsApp numbers or something for them to get in touch with. Alert the people even when they're coming into the country, like what they do to us on the flights when we travel, that in this country, you're not allowed to, you know, bring in drugs, you're not allowed to do this. Maybe make this announcement on the flights itself, if the carriers will do it.
And finally, I think you've kind of peppered some good advice throughout, but if you could say one thing to tourists who are currently coming into our country, what advice would you have to offer to kind of avoid getting cheated?
Be wise consumers. Don't be gullible. Do not buy or insist on buying everything that you see. Always compare prices. Go from one shop to the other. Comparison of prices is very important from one outlet to another. Only then you will know whether you have been cheated or whether the prices have been increased.
Uma, thank you so much for those insights.
Welcome.
You just heard from Uma Ramaswamy, who is from the Consumer Association of Penang. And Penang is actually one of, they're actually going to
the
be starting
spot.
There. Yeah. And by they, I am talking about the Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Ministry. When I say starting, I mean that's where the spot checks are going to be. And this is in an effort to ensure that tourists are getting charged appropriately in our country, which is an important initiative, considering we are trying to welcome record numbers of people here in the year 2020. So, we'd like to hear from you. What are your best tips and tricks to avoid getting, overcharged or getting straight up scammed? You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at VFM Radio.
We have this message here from Lee Chowa that says, tour guides are part of the scams.
Yeah, and that's because you were saying earlier that having a local take you around is usually a good thing. And this is the thing, right? I have been in countries before where having a local guide was really an important part of being able to move around, being able to eat like a local. And having said that, I know I overpaid. I'm very sure that it did not cost the amount it did. But I think holiday brain kind of took over and I was like, all right, fine. But I agree. For the most part, I do think that you are, no matter how much research you do, you are inherently just a bit more vulnerable when you're in another country.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just tour guides, right? Sometimes you hire, if you're in Thailand, for example, or somewhere else, you know, you hire those tuk-tuks for a day that can take you around to different spaces, different places. Then at some point, they're like, hey, there's this place that I want to take you to that sells jewelry, that sells chocolates. Would you mind just doing a quick stop by? I promise it's not going to take 1 hour. You go there, shopping until you're happy. Then, you know, there's this unspoken quid pro quo going on. You know, they're earning money, but then if you happen to buy anything at these outlets, they are likely going to get a small cut, which of course incentivizes them to bring tourists to these locations. Even if you don't want to, it's unsolicited tourism.
On that note, Lisa says, taxis are one of the main culprits who rip off tourists by not using the meter. And I think that that leads on to good advice, which is to say, only get into a metered taxi.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's again, it's one of those moments where you are vulnerable, where if somebody decides to charge you some absurd amount of money and locks the car doors, you know, it's a moment of fear that you really don't need. We're talking today about trying to create a safe, trustworthy environment for tourists to be in, especially when it comes to spending, especially when it comes to how much money they are going to be asked to part with. And this is coming with spot checks that are going to be conducted. But yeah, we want to hear from you as well. What are your best tips and hacks? You know, do you think that this is going to work? Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.